and 83. And joining us on the program is Tristan Levite, who is from ESPN Crick Info. Tristan, thanks for your time.
Hi, Peter. How's it going?
Good, thanks. It appears that WA going okay.
Yeah, they sure are. They'll be very, very happy with it, the position they're in after they got sent in on a bit of a green-tinged whacker surface. But the pitch at the moment is playing pretty well. And from ball one, Sam Whiteman's looked likely like he's going to get a century. And he's certainly almost there at the moment. He's 97 not out. And Hilton Cartwright's come to the crease and played very, very aggressively after the wickets of Darcy Short and Jaden Goodwin just after lunch. So, yeah, WA is in a really, really strong position so far. I think they'll be eyeing a score of somewhere around the 350 mark, which on this kind of surface at Wacker should be a very, very strong first innings total.
No doubt Tasmania, after winning the toss and deciding to put WA into bat, looked at the Wacker wicket. There was a bit of a green tinge. You'd suggest possibly they may have misread it if, as you forecast, WA get a score in excess of 350, which looks likely at this point in time.
Yeah, it's a tough one because usually here at the Wacker, the play is to bowl first, but the conditions can change a bit. It's not too uncommon that batting, there's not too many wickets maybe in the first session, but at the back end of the day, things can change a little bit. The divots can widen. So there's still a chance that Tasmania can claw back and take some late wickets. We've seen that this season where wickets can fall in clumps. It's a little bit of a tough wicket to start on, but once you're in, you can really catch in. So I think essentially this partnership of Whiteman and Cartwright could really determine what happens in this match. If these two are there at stumps, WA look like they're going to be in a pretty impregnable position. But if Tassie can hit back with some wickets, then they're still in the game. But at the moment, WA look really strong.
Yeah, and of course, batting to come for WA, Aaron Hardy, Josh Inglis coming at 5 and 6, which is pretty strong. And then Cooper Connolly, a surprise inclusion coming in at number 7. And then the bowlers, Joel Parris, Charlie Stobo, Cameron Gannon and Corey Rocchicioli. What about the Tasmanian bowlers? Who's looked the best to you?
Yeah, they sort of struggled with the new ball, which was pretty pivotal because they needed some early wickets. But I thought Beau Webster was pretty impressive when he came on late in the first session. He's had an outstanding season as an all-rounder. He was he used to bowl off-spin, actually. He's about 6'8". He's taller than Cameron Green, but he's the last few seasons shifted to seam, and he looked quite impressive when he came on, but he's probably not someone who's going to bowl too many overs. Gabe Bell, who's their seam bowler, he struggled with the new ball, but he looked a lot better in this second session, and he had a very, very good delivery, actually, to nick off Darcy Short, who made 50 and was pretty lucky. He had a number of missed opportunities in his innings. But, yeah, Tasmania's had a bit of a... They've toiled quite hard. They've actually kept with the run rate, which is... which is unusual in cricket these days. But, yeah, they're going to have to find some inspiration later in the day and maybe with that second new ball.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Tristan. We appreciate your update there from the Sheffield Shield final at the Wacker. It is midway through the opening days. We said a five-day Sheffield Shield final, and the conditions are just going to be perfect. It's going to be similar to high 20s, low 30s, blue skies, plenty of sunshine. What a perfect 5 days it will be to be playing cricket. A great seeing day, isn't it, over the 5 days?
Thanks, Pete.
Good on you. Tristan Levite from ESPN Crick Info joining us on the program, bringing us up to date what's happening at the WAC.